As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, two extra toasts, and a half sweet tea F lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, this is getting fun now.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial
Carson.
Sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Tell you what, thing, when you have currency, you get to do a lot of fun things. Cash, Ola, having that available during Christmas time is really nice. And Carson, imagine having that half day off around Christmas time.
Oh, that that's a win.
How about that one?
Ooh. That's a win.
Yeah, how about that one? Christmas
that's
Eve.
That's a W.
Yeah. That's a big day.
Imagine being off early that day. Ooh.
Speaking of W's.
What's going on here?
During the last segment, we had a delivery for us from great listener, loyal, longtime listener, Husker Mike in Waterloo. I'm told to give open this bag first before you open up your actual bag. We got a letter here.
We have a card here.
We got a card.
Okay. You want to do that? Can you do it?
Okay, we also have a chocolate milk, of course, which is the hashtag.
That's a big...
thank you. Yeah. That'll save my life.
You know what?
Look at that.
Open that up. I'm going to read this card real
quick. Yeah, go to the card.
Missy, Greg's over here. Okay, here's the card for Miss Husker Mike and Waterloo before we get to our actual guest. It says, thank you.
Well, there's a bunch of chocolate milk.
It says, to the three-legged stool. It says, Husker Mike. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and also say thank you for the joy you bring to me and many others during the Early Break program each morning. In the spirit of the season, I'd like to give you a gift of the Christmas past, or as the three-legged stool would call, better times.
Better times.
Please open this in order and read. And prior to opening, Coach Jake said, thanks for everything. Merry Christmas. Okay. So I guess that's
sure,
first.
You take those.
I don't know what's next then.
Well, I don't know what goes in order. Sip has a package.
Mine's first? Okay, mine's first, apparently. Let's put Farley
first. I'm third? Okay.
Okay.
Oh, easy there, Jake.
I'm trying to break stuff here.
This is exciting. Do you want to read the card first?
I don't know.
Maybe you should.
I should probably do that.
Yeah, do that. Just card out of...
This is from Husker. This is unknown. We didn't know what was happening here from Husker Mike. This is a very nice gift from Husker Mike. This says, Jake, you're the biggest basketball fan I know. As seen by that. And an old soul, so I thought you'd appreciate this photo of one of the best to ever play the game. Merry Christmas, Husker Mike.
Oh, this is a little overwhelming.
Now, who would that be? One of the best to ever play the game.
Start ripping in.
Yeah.
There's a lot to get through here. I'm ripping mine open.
This is awkward radio. It's fine. It's going to happen today.
All right.
It's in bubble wrap.
Not bubble wrap, too.
I can't see who it is through the bubble. I got to take it out of the bubble wrap to see what's going on here.
Oh, I got that's a bunch of old. Where did he come up with this?
Okay. Oh, this is great.
Who is it, Jake?
I got Larry Bird in an empty gym.
Whoa, let me see.
Oh, look at this. I can get it. Ah. Look at that right
sweet.
There. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Larry Bird.
That is a wow.
Pre-game somewhere. Listen, this is go. Larry Bird's the man.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's in the garden. I don't think that's anywhere.
Right.
I don't think that's in San Antonio.
That's in the garden.
This is awesome. Yeah, it's in the garden for sure. Thank you. All right, who's up next? Sip.
I got a bunch of old pictures here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know.
Go next.
I'm trying to get to it.
Breakers, I know this is very confusing. Trying to open. Play by play, we're trying to open gifts to Husker Mike Giannis during the break.
Yeah, comments.
So I got John Mackey, Tom Maddie. This is all old. This is Colts. Unitas with a signed deal. Baltimore Colts. Earl Morrill. Oh, wow. Then I got the Colts team of the 70s. Like that. And Mike Curtis. Look at that thing. That's remarkable.
Show it this way, Bill. People want to see it this way.
This way?
Oh, there we go. Yep. Wow. Okay.
Check that out. Wow. Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you, Mike. What'd you get, Sip?
I want to look at Bill's picture. Wow. What's that down there?
That's a team picture of the 70 Colts.
Of the 70?
Yes.
Okay, so here's...
What do you have here, Sip? Yeah, from Husker Mike and Waterloo, Christmas gifts here. Very kind.
Let me read the card.
And if anyone else wants to send gifts, that'd be great.
We'll open them on the air.
Yes, we'll open them on air.
We'll give you a shout-out and a plug.
Let's do a show of gift opening.
Yeah, unboxing.
And Randy brought in some caramel frosted freshly baked cinnamon rolls that were baked this morning. And they were incredible.
Started at, 2 a.m., I think you said.
Yeah, got up at 2.
Yeah, I mean...
Randy's been up since 2 baking.
So Randy brought those in, and did we mention Greg?
Yep.
Yeah, we did. Oh, we mentioned Greg for sure. Biscuits and gravy from Greg.
Chocolate
Thank
milk
you to
here.
Greg. What'd you get, Sip?
This is from Mike in Waterloo. He's married, by the way, to Nancy Sackett.
From Columbus?
Yes. And Pat Sackett was my boxing coach. So her brother. Anyway, yeah, Nancy. Let's see here. For someone,
Can't read it. You want me to read it for you?
No, I'm not going to read it because it's complimentary. I'm just going to say thank you, Mike, and enjoy your Christmas too. God bless you.
This is just the most awkward thing we've ever done. I love it though,
Mike. Thank you.
Thank you, Husker Mike. Yes.
So he gave a couple media guides. 94 appears to be the theme. 94, of course, is a national champion season. 94
Where would he
media
found
guides
this stuff at?
And 94 newspapers.
Nice.
Yeah, the 1994 newspapers. Thank you.
Husker Mike.
Yeah, I need this stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, Farley, thanks.
And Farley's here to help clean up right away.
Yeah, Mike, this is above and beyond.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you for the kind words. And
thank you for the gift. Yes, this is awesome.
We start off with today, we had Missing Tooth Greg come in with biscuits and gravy. Randy showed up with fresh cinnamon rolls with caramel on the bottom that were baked this morning, still warm. And then we had Husker Mike show up with gifts from Waterloo.
Did he show up? Was he here?
He dropped him off and then left. Yeah. Farley
wanted no attention.
Yeah, that's right.
No attention. Oh.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Now, after that, that was certainly not a head scratcher, but there were some head scratchers this weekend in college football and sports. And Bill, you have
got
a couple
right
of sports.
Got some chocolate milk.
We have some head scratchers for us here.
I do. Sorry about that. We got way out of whack on
head scratchers. Had to give its proper introduction there.
So, a couple things. One, to start off with, the Celebration Bowl,
which was Prairie View A&M and South Carolina State.
South Carolina State wins it 40-38 in four overtimes, and South Carolina State was down 21-0 at half. Down 21-0 at half, and they come back and win 40-38 in four overtimes, which was remarkable. Next one, head scratcher, a little bit. Washington beats Boise 38-10. Boise scored late. It was a complete... it was a whooping.
Butt-kicking.
It was a butt-kicking.
Washington impressive.
But here's the part that was the most impressive. Washington had no opt-outs, and their starters were playing midway through the fourth quarter. Jonah Coleman, their running back, was carrying the ball when they were up by 28 points.
Good.
And not like, we got to try to rub it in on him. It's like, no, we're going to go out and play. Jed Fish's crew looked really good. And there are a lot of guys back. They'll have a good team coming back. Jed Fish is a guy whose name it's named brought up a lot in the Michigan situation.
God, yes.
Comes up all the time. The other one is this one. Illinois State wins again. Remember that. They were unseeded. They're now in the Final Four. This would be an epic proportion, and they play number 12, Villanova. So they'll have a chance to win this, to get to the finals. Disappointment in the bracketing, the way it was set up, with Montana State also playing in the semis this week. Montana rolled. Montana State also rolled. Montana really rolled. But they will play this weekend at Montana State. I'm not a fan of those two teams meeting up in the semis. I just wish it was in the finals. The part that jumps out at me that is kind of odd right now.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you look at the teams, is that FCS is shocking to me how the North is so dominant. It's like weather doesn't matter. The two top teams right now are Montana and Montana State. I mean, there's FCS teams all over Louisiana,
yeah,
Florida, Georgia, all over the place. They're not.
So what's the deal?
Not a factor. I have no idea. I mean, I know they don't play outside, but you still have to live in Fargo. I mean, they're the most dominant FCS team ever. You know, so I mean, it's crazy talk. If you don't ever see anything. I mean, I know a while back that who was it that won it? Stephen F. Austin. Sam Houston won it, I believe, about 4-5 years ago, something of that. I think that they won.
Sounds about right, Bill.
And then when that happened. But, I mean, South Dakota State's been extremely dominant. They play outside. It's brutal. And so for their success is very, very cool to see. But yeah, they beat Illinois State, beat UC Davis, and Villanova beat Tarleton, which is big because Tarleton's the team that beat Army in the first game of the season at Army. So a lot of some mini head-scratchers. There's not that many games. But it was incredible to see in the FCS playoffs, which will be going on this weekend. So this weekend, I know it's football. I don't know if you guys are watching any of that. I know it doesn't interest you guys
much.
That's
true. Hey, next Monday's head scratchers will be epic because that'd be playoff games. We'll have response to playoff games and head scratchers. Yeah,
and we got some bowl games going this week too, Jake.
We do.
They start this week, so we'll have to hit that tomorrow.
Have a head scratcher every day if we want to.
Every day. Could be a head scratcher every day.
That is head scratcher sponsored by our friends at Computer Hardware. Go see Trip and the team just south of 70th and O for all your Apple product needs. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box with Bagels and Joe. Last week, 4-1 was the record. Rough loss on Friday. It was a 4-0 week before that. It was very impressive. Today's topic is college basketball head coaches. Okay. If you know your current.
We can
do that. From the 70s.
Are you giving us the coach that we named the school?
That is correct.
Okay,
I will give you the coach's name and tell me where he coaches it.
We get the coach's name?
Yes. You tell me where that coach is at. If you know your college basketball head coaches, call us right now.
300 and some teams.
At 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685.
Shut Up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dig Down Sip and Bill in trivia. Again, 4-1 the record last week. Trying to stay hot in here.
Here we go.
We've got Matt. Matt, how do you feel about college basketball head coaches today?
Considering I'm Husker Hoops Central, Matt, pretty good.
This is Matt Kenobi, Husker Hoops Central on Twitter.
Wow. Sorry, last name.
Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Husker Hoops Central on Twitter. Very, very good follow on that. Very good start to the season for Matt. We're feeling pumped up about 11-0. Yeah. All right, Matt. First question to you. Bill, lifeline for one question as always. Matt, what team is Pat Kelsey the head coach of in college basketball?
Are we talking? Are we?
Cool.
Is men's basketball?
Is this Division II?
No, it is not.
No, it's Division I. Golly, I don't know this one.
I've heard the name.
5 seconds. Fine.
Let's say South Carolina.
Nope. Okay. Sip microphone. No. Can't hear you.
I say we pass.
Yeah, I'll say we'll be somewhat annoyed, but pass.
The answer is Louisville.
Yeah.
Louisville.
Yeah. Should have known that one.
0-0 tie. Sip first question for the lead. Bills in play. What team is Grant McCaslin the head coach of in college basketball? I promise you, I'm not trying to trick you in any of these. These are not trick questions.
But you kind of are.
No. I mean, a lot of the legends have retired is the problem in this sport.
Grant McCaslin.
You don't have Boeheim.
Fire away, Steve. I got nothing.
It's a layup.
Uh-oh. Matt knows this one. 5 seconds. Five. Four. Three.
Say Villanova.
Villanova. No. Not Villanova. Matt, who is that layup?
So for years, Grant McCaslin was winning. All he did was win in North Texas, and finally somebody noticed he's the coach of Texas Tech.
Brilliant.
Texas Tech, were they a Final Four last year or Elite Eight? They went a long ways in the tournament. One of the two.
Should have known.
1-0 lead for Matt. For the win, Matt, last question. What school is Thad Matta the head coach of?
Oh, my gosh. He pulled what we in the industry call MARFO, where you started a school, you transfer to another one, and then you transfer back. He's the coach of Butler again.
Brilliant!
Thad Matta is indeed at Butler, and that is a win for Mr. at Husker Hoop Central on Twitter, Matt.
Yeah, nice win, Matt. Hoops guy call in.
Hey, don't dumb me. I want to hear that last question.
Okay, what team is Ben Jacobson the head coach of? Ben Jacobson.
He's been there forever. Give
it. This is for you guys.
Sip knows.
Oh, it's Northern Iowa.
Yeah, Northern Iowa is correct.
Brilliant.
Still a victory.
He's never moved on.
No, he's been there since 2006. Yeah. Matt, congrats. Nice win today.
Guys, can I just say that this is a great start to the best week that I've had in a long time.
Well done, Matt.
I can't imagine you and Jake Sorensen just
we'd
right
be partying right now,
yeah,
Matt.
Just together.
I haven't slept a wink in a week.
And for good reasons.
Wow.
Well done, Matt. Congrats to him. Tiebreaker. Not trying to anger anybody here, but just showing facts and things. Okay. Nebraska has, of course, never won an NCAA tournament game. Kentucky and North Carolina are tied for the most wins in the tourney all time with how many wins apiece?
Bill, all time?
So Nebraska has 0 wins in the tournament. How many of those teams have? I'm not talking titles. I'm talking individual games won.
136.
Over under 136.
I'd say 180.
Bill almost nailed it. 132. Nebraska 0. Kentucky 132 career wins in the tournament.
Wins.
I'm not talking titles. I'm talking wins. It's painful. It's time to end this misery. This is the year. Get a win. And then we keep getting more wins. Not a one-off.
More wins.
We're a new program now.
Does Fred get a statue with the wind?
Yes, I'll build it, too.
A statue with the... Jake will build it, he said. I didn't know you had any... Are you a sculpturist?
Not at all. It might be hideous. I need help with it, but I want to start it.
Who would we reach out to do the statue? Who would that be? Is there a statue company?
Is there anybody in the Mount Rushmore family we could talk to? He's dead.
We'd like to...
Been dead
Whoever
for years.
John Cooks.
We'll talk to him too.
Yeah, let's talk to Cook. Yeah, there's one. Yeah.
I want to help. I want to help.
Where would it go? Would it go on the ramp? Would you put it on the ramp?
In the middle of the ramp.
The giant ramp on the east side that's over four city blocks long.
Yeah, in the middle of that ramp. Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea. Right. But just a picture of Fred walking up the ramp to kind of show the strain.
Wait, he's walking up the ramp. That's
Fred walking up the ramp. To show the strain it took to get to where they're at now. That would be perfect.
You know what? Dream big. Why not?
Dream big, Jake says. Why not? Dream big. Thank
you. Have several Fred Hoiberg statues.
Yes.
One for
every tournament when he gets.
Do we do one for everyone if Fred gets one? Then does Mo get one? Sip? No.
No. Danny Nee gets one considered possibly. He had good years. Yeah.
It's got to be the winner. It's got to be the winner.
That's true. Hour three is next, an early break in the ticket.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.